when you got born again, what happened? We were delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. See what happened in that action there? That was when you were separated unto, amen, and the King James translation calls you a saint. So accept it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Because he's not talking about the way you really look. He's talking about the way he sees you. And if you look at yourself through that blood, brother, I'm telling you, you look just a whole bunch better than you did before.
The Bible defines a saint as a person who is separated unto God. Today, Kenneth Copeland shares encouraging news from Scripture about the way God sees you. So stay with us for the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's read the first 7 verses here in the first chapter of Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of John, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ. Now, he's writing this letter to Rome, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So now, to whom was the letter written? All, let's look at it again. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, the 12th chapter of Romans. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, if you haven't done that, you need to do that before dark tonight. And look at that very carefully. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, I beseech you, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. He just called your body holy. Now, your body is a holy thing in the eyes of God. I mean, Jesus bled and died for the healing of the thing. Yes. Amen. Yes. So, I won't take but just a moment here with this. If you go back and study in the Old Testament concerning the priesthood and concerning the sacrifices and so forth. Now, you have to remember, this is all types and shadow of Jesus. So no priest could have any kind of physical blemish. If somebody was born with some kind of deformity, well, God loves you, but you couldn't be in the priesthood. Now follow me. You could not offer any animal that had any kind of blemish. You follow me here now? Look at it again. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. You are called. And you are part of a royal priesthood. Amen. And you bring this body. I don't care what's wrong with it. God said it's holy. You can be having all kinds of them. A thing can be messed up all different kinds of ways. But God sees it holy. And we have a high priest. His name is Jesus. And you present your body a living sacrifice. He will cleanse it and take the blemishes off of it and out of it. Glory to God. Whatever you're born with is wrong. He'll fix it. Glory. Because in his eyes, you're holy now. And you begin to walk in the righteousness of God, and you begin to awake to righteousness. You sin not. Now, you can try to make yourself holy by wearing funny clothes and all that. That don't have nothing to do with holiness. Amen. Holiness is brought about by action of the fruit of the Spirit. All nine of the fruit of the Spirit working and operating and functioning and bringing your flesh into line. And you come to that place in the fifth chapter of Hebrews where by exercise even your flesh begins to discern the difference between good and evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I said. Hallelujah. Now then, let's continue to read here. And be not conformed to this world, but you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man or every person that is among you. Well, we already found out who you is. All in Rome called to be saints, called to be born again. Don't let the word saint throw you. That doesn't mean you have to have so many miracles and all that. No, no. The word translated saint actually means to sanctify or to separate unto. So when you got born again, what happened? We were delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. See what happened in that action there? That was when you were separated unto, amen, and the King James translation calls you a saint. So accept it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Because he's not talking about the way you really look. He's talking about the way he sees you. And if you look at yourself through that blood, brother, I'm telling you, you look just a whole bunch better than you did before. Now, notice this. This is part of that. Not to every man among you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man among you. Now, if you come from Rome, that's fine. If you come from Fort Worth, Dallas, if you come from Lima, Peru, you come, I don't care, Maricabo, Venezuela, I don't care where you're from. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, glory to God, then he's dealt unto you the measure of faith. Amen. That measure of faith. And you need to be thinking soberly about that. Glory to God. Now, what do you mean thinking soberly about that? Well, you don't have a measure of faith. You have the measure of faith. Every born-again believer started out with exactly the same amount of faith. The measure of faith. So, while we're looking at that, go over to Ephesians chapter 2. And look at the 8th verse. For by grace are you saved through faith. Now, remember Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is by faith, so that it might be by grace. To get to the grace, you've got to be walking in faith. It don't work the other way around. Amen. So, look at it again. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Well, Brother Copeland, is it the faith or the grace? Well, both. But you had to get the gift, that God had to give you his faith for you to ever connect with the grace. Amen. So faith was the first step. It is a gift. Now, we just read over there in Romans chapter 12 that he has dealt unto every person. He has dealt unto everyone the measure of faith. He dealt it. Ephesians 2, he gave it. So it amounts to the same thing. He dealt it. It was a gift. There wasn't anything you could do to earn that. It was a gift. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the way it came. That's the way it was dealt. Mountain moving faith. Every one of us started out with the same measure. Every one of us. Nobody got a little bit. Now somebody else got a bunch. No, we all got the same thing. We all got the same measure. It just depends on what you do with it. Oh, Brother Copeland, I need more faith. No, you don't. You need to grow what you have. You've got a measure of mountain-moving faith on the inside of you if you know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. You've got a measure of the same faith that created this universe. It's exactly the same faith. There's not two or three different kinds of God's faith. It's God's. Therefore, it has to be the God kind. And Jesus just in three or four verses told us exactly how it works. Amen. Now, the scripture said, you know, the Apostle Paul wrote the church in Thessalonica, and he said, all men don't have faith. He said, deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men. Well, that's not a contradiction in the Bible. Born again people have it. Saved people have it. People that have accepted and confessed Jesus as Lord of their life. Faith is on the inside of you. If not, you couldn't have gotten born again. Amen. Now, you can sit in church all your life and talk about religion and all of that and never get saved. I did that. Just as a boy, I was raised in a Baptist church. Of course, they talked about saved all the time. I wasn't listening. Amen. Everything I liked was either illegal or immoral or fattening. All I wanted to do was fast motorcycles and airplanes and, you know, and cuss like my granddaddy. And I worked that out. Gloria said to me, see, we married 6 months before I got saved. And she's talking to Kenneth B.C. She said, I ain't never going out in public to you again. I said, why? She said, your filthy mouth. I said, what the hell did I say? I actually said that. You don't even hear yourself say that.
That's right.
The night I got born again, I'll never forget it. The night I got born again, I mean, it felt like for several days, it had this sensation seemed to me like it was shaped, I guess it was the same shape as that Dial soap bar. But anyway, my mama used to stick in my mouth. But she didn't hear me say much because I'm telling you what, it's dangerous around her to be talking like that. So, but it felt like I had something in my mouth. And I'm telling you, profanity left me like a bird flying out the window. Glory to God. And I enjoyed cussing. I cussed on purpose, brother. I mean, my grandfather, boy, he could invent cuss words, man. I mean, and he's a sweet man. He didn't know anything about the Word of God, but he knew God. But anyway, I ain't got time to get into that. But I'll tell you, from that day until this, it's just, he's God, literally, by the washing of the water of the Word of God, he washed out my mouth. Hallelujah. And he'll do the same thing for you today if you'll just believe it. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't say anything worse than dang. That's because you don't know how to spell damn. I'll tell you where that stuff came from. In the early days, in the early colonies, there was a profanity law. And you get fined heavy if you get caught cursing in public. So they made up new words. Damn became darn. And God became gosh. Oh, Brother Copeland, I don't... Well, now, wait a minute. Particularly if you're mad and that sort of thing. See, be angry but sin not. How do you sin? Well, your mouth. So that's all I'm going to say about that for right now. Praise God. Word to the wise. All right. We need to wind this up for right now. Now, let's look. Now, here we've been dealt the measure. We've been given the gift of it. Praise God. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5. Little John chapter 5. Verse 1, whosoever, there's whosoever again. That's the same whosoever in 1 John 5 as John 3:16. Amen. It's the same whosoever in Mark 11:23. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loveth him that begat or gave birth loveth him also that's begotten of him. If you love the Father, you love his family. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Read that out loud. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You can say it like this. I have a measure of the faith that overcomes the world in me right now. I am a world overcomer. Whether I'm overcoming or not is another issue. But God has said in His Word, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and He's my Savior and He's my healer. I believe that. I am a world overcomer. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't feel like one. Well, your feelings ain't got nothing to do with it. Glory to God. You just keep telling your feelings what to feel and they'll come around. They've been ordering your life long enough. Your feelings will get you into more trouble. Well, I just don't feel like He loves me. Do you know what you just said? I feel like He's forsaken me. I mean, who'd you kill? Have you, what horrible, terrible sin have you committed? Brother Copeland, I just don't know. I just looked and I just thought, I don't know of a thing. I just feel like He don't love me. I just feel like He left me. Boy, you got the devil sitting on your shoulder telling you, all you know how to believe is goosebumps. You can get goosebumps over nearly anything. You didn't get saved by a goosebump. You didn't get saved by a feeling. Amen. Amen. You got saved by the truth of the living Word of God. And this is truth. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Did you get it? Say it. I'm a world overcomer. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I am an overcomer. I have faith in God. Now you're back around to Mark 11:22 again, aren't you? He said, have faith in God. So say it. I have faith in God. I have ears to hear. I have eyes that see. I am born again, overcoming, child of the living God. Well, rejoice and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I said glory, 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 glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. You're not here by some kind of accident. No, 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 no. You're here because you were destined to be here. This day is part of your destiny in God. Hallelujah.
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. We've read about God's love. We've heard about it. But I don't think many of us have really believed it. If we did, it would totally change everything about us and everything around us. God is so in love with you that He's given you everything He has. He's given you all the healing, wisdom, wealth, and strength you could ever need. All you have to do now is believe and receive His love. Meditate that scripture over and over. Say, I believe the love Jesus has for me all day long. You'll never be the same again.
You know, I would dare say that most people all over the world are confused about the way God looks at them, the way God sees them. Moses said it to God like this, if I have found grace in your sight. That's where grace is found, in knowing how God sees you. God sees you, yes, but He sees you through the eyes of love. And when you become established, rooted, grounded in believing how much He loves you, then personally, it's going to have an effect on your life. It will revolutionize the way you live, revolutionize the way you approach God and the way you approach His Word. You've got to start with this revelation here. He loves me. Now, what we're offering you today is in a wonderful, marvelous way for you to meditate daily on God's great love for you. This is the Limitless Love Devotional. And if you want this, it's so easy to receive your copy. All you have to do, call us or visit us online at kcm.org, and we're going to send this free devotional to you. Now, as always, I want to say something right now. I want to thank those of you watching who have at any point in time sown financially into the outreach and the operation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You are a part of something bigger than yourself, a part of something really that's bigger than us. This is the kingdom of God. And every time you have sown into this ministry, you're a part of the outreach of this television broadcast. You're a part of the outreach of the meetings and services and conferences that are taking place all over the world. You're a part of what's going out over the website, what's going out in all these different channels from all these different platforms. Your seed, your precious seed, is a part of all of that. But being more than just a part of a service, you're a part of the people that got born again in that service. You're a part of the people that heard the word and got their lives changed. That was what you invested in. And because of that, we are believing God with you, and we pray over you every day, the blessing of the Lord. We're coming into agreement with you and your family for multiplied increase in your life. We believe in Jesus' name that everything you set your hand to do is prospering, and you are increasing more and more, you and your children. Your seed is precious to us. It's precious to Jesus, and we thank Him for it. And we thank God for His faithfulness and the faithfulness that He continues to show and to prove to us through you. Well, thank you, partners. You're a part of something big. Father, we bless your people today, and we give you thanks and praise for what you're doing in our lives, in this ministry, and in their lives and their ministry, in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
You're not here by some kind of accident. No, 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 no. You're here because you were destined to be here. This day is part of your destiny in God.
February 16th through 17th, join us for Miracles on the Mountain with Billy Burke at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. February 28th through March 2nd, this winter, join Brother Copeland on the Mountain at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2018 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 18th through 19th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Vivos Coliseum in Avenida Aviacion, Lima, Peru. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Visit our website, kcm.org, and feed your faith with the Word of God. You can request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.